Hi there, and welcome to the Engage Employee podcast, where you'll discover the latest insights, opinions, and trends within the industry. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Salesforce, the world's number one service platform. With Salesforce, you have a 360-degree view of your customers, empowering agents and making interactions easy for your customers. The result? Deeper customer relationships built on intelligence, empathy, and trust. Visit sfdc.co/customer-service to find out more.
Today, our editor, Lizzie Acas, is delighted to be joined by Chris Lincoln, Head of Learning and Development at BeAtOne. Chris has worked towards designing and implementing a variety of L&D functions for various businesses.
Hi, Chris. It's lovely to speak with you today. You are the Head of Learning and Development at BeAtOne, and it was great to hear you speak about Attract, Engage, Train and Retain at our employee engagement event in May. Today, we're going to be delving a little deeper and expanding on some of the key points that you made in your case study talk. And if you're ready, let's get started.
Yeah, let's do it.
Great. So can you, first of all, can you give us a quick overview of BeAtOne as a company for listeners that may not be familiar with the brand?
Yeah, so BeAtOne is a cocktail bar chain that was set up 21 years ago by three friends who originally met at TGI Fridays. And they wanted to create a cocktail bar chain that really made people feel comfortable and let them, you know, let their hair down and enjoy themselves. And they wanted to make it feel like it was a real guest atmosphere rather than customers. So the idea of BeAtOne is for people to come and be themselves and really enjoy themselves, basically.
Brilliant. And in your talk, you put a big emphasis on the need for transparency in the way businesses communicate with their employees, saying that staff are scared of the unknown, which interferes with their desire to work hard. Can you explain this, please?
Yeah, so what I mean by that is, you know, it's human nature to be wary of things that we don't know that, you know, are regarded as the unknown to us. And I think society overall has become really complex in all aspects. Things with Brexit, GDPR, employment laws, all these things. And I think that's kind of got in the way of the basic human contact that, you know, well, we all require, basically. So what I mean by it is it just means building that connection with your teams. I'm asking or looking to leaders to interact with the people who do the job day in, day out, you know, perform the role that they require, because they really just want to know who they're working for. And it's nothing complicated. You know, I'm not trying to reinvent the wheel. All I'm trying to say is we've got to spend time to actually talk to people and learn about them. Because once they know that we actually care and we talk to them about the role and actually explain to them what's expected of them and what we want them to achieve, you know, that's really appreciated. And they feel that they can buy into that, into you, into the business. And that directly impacts their motivation.
Great. Thank you. And can you please talk us through the new career pathway and certificates that BeAtOne has implemented for its employees and why staff input in creating the pathway was so important?
Yeah, so the career pathway, again, it's, you know, we're not doing something absolutely radical here. In fact, we wanted to simplify it. So the career pathway was a really simple way of showing our people what is available to them and what they need to do in order to progress within the business. We wanted to ensure that there were many achievable goals along the way that gave the teams nationally industry recognized qualifications so that they felt like that we were giving them something back. With that in mind, we became the first business in the industry to be accredited by the World Flaring Association. We then set ourselves up with the Wine and Spirit Education Trust. And then finally, we actually built our own accredited program with Highfield Qualifications, which was another industry first. This program was built around the knowledge of our bartenders, means that the certificate is theirs and they own it. It demonstrates to the industry their level of skill and recognizes the hard work that they do day in, day out. You know, and this is really driven from our people director, Gillian Landon, who really sees the value in team involvement as it drives engagement and ensures there is continuous avenues for communication between the leaders and the guys on the ground.
Brilliant, thank you. And just following on from that, in your talk, you mentioned that 90% of your staff are working towards career progression goals. Are bartenders automatically enrolled when they join the business? Is it opt-in or are specific staff selected to take part?
So the first stage of the career pathway is an automatic enrollment because when somebody joins the business, they start as a trainee and we want to get them to be a certified bartender, which is an essential part of the BeAtOne career. So we aim to get people through this stage in around 6 to 9 weeks, depending on their capabilities, where they learn how to free pour, various styles of cocktails, mental resilience to the hospitality industry, guest interaction, of course, all the cocktails that we serve to our guests. Once you become certified, we encourage everyone to continuously develop, but they can do it at their own speed. Nobody's forced to do anything. They don't want to. But Beat One's bartenders are all very proud of the skills that they have, as are we. So naturally, they look to improve themselves continuously. We have an extremely skilled group of L&D managers as well who support the bartenders through their journey on the pathway, advising the teams of what is available to them and how they get there, along with what the return would be once achieved. The important part of this, I reckon, that you need to note is that at every milestone of the pathway, the L&D manager will meet with the team member to celebrate their success and then advise on the next stage, which again builds that engagement further throughout the people's career.
Brilliant, thank you. And just carrying on from that, in your talk you said that Beat One has created a culture of recognition and that you ensure to celebrate every victory. Can you please explain this and how it has affected employee engagement?
Yeah, so I mean, it's pretty easy really, because progressing to the next stage on the career pathway, whatever that is an exceptional achievement. And so we ensure to recognize that through throwing a little party basically every time. We also obviously use social media to recognize that as well, to post out to the public. The hours and dedication required to achieve a certification of any level deserve to be rewarded. And so we like to do it the Beat One style, which is loud, energetic, peppered with high fives. You know, I think the fact that we make such a public display of our recognition, because we are so genuinely impressed and proud of the achievements, this encourages people to aim for that next goal, which in turn drives the engagement of the career pathway.
Sounds great. And you also stated some impressive return numbers for the business from bartenders after investing in their careers. Can you explain why introducing these pathways improves profits?
Yeah, so, you know, the further up the pathway you go means the more skilled at bartending you've become. So we teach a variety of more complicated pours and skills that enable bartenders to serve faster, interact more effectively, and become more confident in their abilities. You know, the skills picked up along the way that are driven by our L&D team and on-site trainers are formidable, leading to Beat One having some of the best bartenders in the industry. And, you know, ultimately, the more highly skilled the bartender becomes, the faster they can serve the guests, leading to a higher income generated by them naturally. But more importantly, though, they feel valued and pride of what they have achieved, which in turn then leads to improved retention.
Brilliant, thank you. And you really emphasized in your talk the need to simplify the approach towards employees in terms of making the atmosphere more personable, being nice, asking sincere questions, and being transparent about what the company's doing, also what the employees are doing and why they're doing it. How has this affected staff motivation and the staff turnover rate? You mentioned this a little bit in the last question, but just to expand.
Sure. So I'd say having fun, continuous interaction, guest experience, it's our bread and butter. It's what we do. But most of all, we encourage people just to be themselves, both guests and bartenders. You know, be loud, be quiet, be funny, be boring, be whatever you want to be. But most important thing is just to be yourself. You know, in a world where technology is becoming so dominant, it's affecting the basic human interaction, which is so important. Our leaders or senior managers and support teams like to get out to the bars. You know, they actually want to experience what the guys have to offer and to talk to them. You'd be surprised how many people forget to do that with their teams these days. And we think it's so simple. If you show a genuine appreciation for both the people working for you and the actual business itself, the returns are simple. People just want to work with you. They want to stay. And this culture was driven by our senior leaders and it originated from the founders. It goes back to my original point. People want to know who they are working for, as it motivates their desire to achieve something further for both sides.
Brilliant, thank you. And just as a continuation, really, please explain what you mean by reconnect the disconnect between leaders and employees and why you think this is so important.
You know, I once had a leader who said to me that he didn't have time to walk around the business being all inspirational when I told him he should get out and speak to his staff. And I think this is the problem with where we are in society now. no time to interact on a basic level. We're so caught up in complex systems and strategies with a variety of goals and targets to achieve, we forget about the little things in life. You don't need to walk around aiming to be inspirational. You just need to be nice, genuinely. Take the time to your staff and learn something new about them. Say something complimentary and actually mean it. We all like to hear something positive, and it doesn't cost anything. My point is, you can implement all the new digital systems and reward strategies you want, but if you don't genuinely care about your staff, they'll eventually look to leave anyway.
Absolutely. Thank you. And just finally, are there any more advancements in this area, in the employee engagement area, that we can look forward to from BeAtOne moving forward?
Yeah, so we're looking at implementing further development programs for our more junior staff. So we also have staff who do bar backing and floor tending, and we'd like to offer them some form of development as well. We are focusing more on our management training and development in line with Stonegate as well, as obviously we were bought out by them last year. So we're working in conjunction with them in the offerings that we can offer to our managers. And then also what we want to do is increase the certifications of our bartenders, so more advanced levels, which obviously leads to more offerings for them.
Brilliant. Thank you so much. Well, those are all the questions that I have for you today, Chris. I hope everyone listening has enjoyed this discussion. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you so much again for your time today, Chris. It's been great to speak with you and hear more about this. It's been really interesting and I'm sure very useful as well for our listeners to learn about such a successful employee engagement strategy.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.